All right, I haven't talked to you guys for a while. Just a quick update where we are. It seems like people are a little bit of a panic about the perception is, you know, we're not doing a lot. We had a game plan. We stick into our game plan. We went out and secured the center that we wanted. We thought he was the best center in the market, and we feel like he's a Pro Bowl level kind of center for us, our kind of guy, flexible, can play guard and center, make us strong up the middle. So we got out there and did that right away. It's not sexy. It's not like a receiver or a cornerback, but, you know, the guy touches the ball every offensive play. So that's important to us to have a guy secured like him. Then Bradshaw was a priority for us. We made a responsible offer to a lot of these guys, and we were able to secure Ahmad Bradshaw. That was important to us as well. We realize he's back in the fold. That gives us a couple running backs with starter experience who's rushed over 1,000 yards. So, and we have some young kids in the backfield we're excited about seeing on Saturday. The offensive line, the rest of the guys, you know, Booth became a priority as well. He was a free agent. He's a swingman inside. He can play at a moment's notice. He can play any of the inside spots. So we secured him as well. David moves into guard. Will Beatty. The maturation process for him has come full circle. He's our left tackle right now. We expect him to play well. He played well last year for us. And our right side is still intact with Chris Snee and Kareem McKenzie. And we have Mitch Preachers, who have a year on his belt. And we have Stacey Andrews and some more guys. And we drafted Brewer. So our offensive line, we feel good about where we are right now with our offensive line. Our receivers, Steve Smith. You know, he went up to Philadelphia. Steve did a tremendous job for us while he was here. But it's free agency. You know, guys leaving free agency, and that's the way it is sometimes. Nobody really owes you anything in free agency. It's almost a dog-eat-dog kind of situation in free agency, but it happens that way sometimes. Free agency is free agency. Guys go to different teams. There's a lot of free agents on the market this time. Steve moved on. We're happy for him. I hope he gets healthy and play for a long time. He did a good job for us, but we have good receivers here still. We have a couple of receivers, and Hakeem Nicks and Mario Manningham had 2,000 yards together, 20 touchdowns. That's a lot of production. We have some young guys, Cruz, who we want to see do some things. We have Jarrell Jernigan, and we have Dominic Hixon back. So we have some receivers, and there are some more guys. Barton, you know, he's hurt right now, but we expect him to come on and be a good player for us as well. So that's our receiver situation. And obviously, we continue to look every day for better players on our roster. The tight end situation with Kevin Boss, we made a responsible offer to Kevin as well, along with Steve. Everybody we made responsible offers to. Kevin moved on. You know, we would like to have secured Kevin back, but again, it's free agency. He got a better offer than we put out there to him, so we're happy for him, and you know, we hope he does well. Appreciate his service as well, along with Steve, that he gave us here. Who else? We wanted to secure a punter in the offseason to compete with Matt Dodge. We did that. Weatherford, we think it'll be a good battle for that punt, the punting spot. We secured another veteran quarterback to back up to battle for the number two spot, and David Carr battling with the Sage for the number two spot as well. And Perilou is an interesting kid for us at the quarterback position. I'll jump over to the defense. Our defensive front, we should be good up front. You know, it really looks the part up front. You know, but this is a show me business. We'll see, but I expect our front to be really good. OC, we expect him to be back in the fold. That situation, and I'm not going to make any comments on it. That's still some issues that we're trying to resolve, but we expect him to be back. And our front should be strong. Our defense front should be strong. It should be the strong point of our part of our defense. Our linebackers, John Goff is in his second year as a full-time starter. You know, but there will be some competition. I wouldn't say he's got it locked down, but there will be some competition at that spot. Bowley as well. We think he started, obviously, but there will be some competition at every position. And the, you know, Kiwanuka, we put him out there. And, you know, Kiwanuka's our joker kind of a player. He can play linebacker. He can play down as an end. He can play as a tackle inside. So He brings a lot of versatility for us that we like about him. In the secondary, we have, you know, we should get, be better back there in the secondary. Kenny Phillips coming off the knee. He should be better in his second year coming off the knee. Antrell role, his role in the defense and Perry's defense. They have a couple years now going into their second year with Perry's defense. And our corners, you know, Corey Webster, Terrell Thomas, Aaron Ross is having a good camp. And, of course, Prince, our first-round draft pick, is unfortunate that he broke his foot, but we expect him back. Hopefully we can get him after the first four games, we can get him back. But we won't rush him back. We won't have any setbacks with that. But it'd be great to have, you know, your first-round pick coming in at that time. Who knows what the injury situation will be at that point. But it's good to know you have a guy waiting in the wings at some point of his caliber during the season. So the Plaxico Burress thing, we made a responsible offer to him as well. He decided to move on and go a different direction. So it's free agency. That's what happened in free agency. Sometimes you get some guys and sometimes you don't. We feel good about our roster. We have a strong roster. We'll continue to try to make it stronger. And that's my update. Any questions?
So are you bothered by the perception, Jerry, that your ball club is not moving ahead and that this team is taking a step back?
I'm not bothered by that because that's mostly fans who say that kind of stuff, and they really don't understand the process. We have good players on the team. We're not looking to, you know, go out and make every sexy splash that can be made. We make solid football decisions, and, you know, that's been happening for a long time. You know, everybody, you probably go to any camp, and the fans are saying that about their football team. That's what fans do, and that would make fans great.
Did the Steve Smith sign with the Eagles either blindside or surprise you? And did you think that you were going to get a chance to match on the offense?
Well, I'm not blindsided or surprised by anything in free agency. You know, it is what it is. You know, like I said, it's almost a dog-eat-dog situation in free agency sometimes. I don't want to get into a he-said-she-said situation, but you do expect some feedback. Again, nobody owes you anything in free agency. So I'm not surprised by anything.
In the case of Smith and of Boss, how aware were you of the market for those players elsewhere?
I think we had a good handle on what the market was, yeah.
Jerry, how much in the decisions you made, O'Hara, Soibert, Boss, Steve, did injuries play into what you offered of them? I mean, was there a concern that they've been injured before and they're going to be injured again?
Of course. You know, that's always part of you know, we put everything into consideration. So that was part of the consideration as well, of course.
The Kevin Boss thing, though, I mean, before Smith goes away, if that gets flip-flopped, do you make more of a push to get Kevin back? I mean, at the time, you seemed like you were still expecting Steve to be back here.
Well, again, you know, it's free agency. You know, just look around. Look at everybody's roster. You know, people change rosters. I mean, that's the way it is. It's called free agency. It's free agency for a reason. Those guys are free to go somewhere else. And, you know, we made a responsible offer to everybody. And sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it to work out. But we play the hand we're dealt, and we'll win with it.
But you have, you know, Eli threw 25 interceptions last year, and now he's got – his slot guy was reliable. He's not coming back. He's got a red zone guy in Kevin Boss, a clutch receiver in Kevin Boss. Are you concerned that two safety valves are gone here?
Well, it's just kind of ironic. You know, when we drafted Kevin Boss and Steve Smith, the same people who were, you know, sending me the mail say they don't like those guys are the same guys saying now, why'd you let them go? So that's football. It's the way it is. You know, we feel good about our squad. Somebody has to step up. Again, we had two receivers last year who played really well. Nick's played 13 games, had 11 touchdowns and over 1,000 yards. And Mario, I think he started six games, had over 900 yards and nine touchdowns. So we have some guys who've been in there. We have some young guys who we expect to step up. It's a great opportunity for everybody. You know, our quarterback is in his wheelhouse. We expect him to self-correct, like I mentioned, the first pressure that we had. We expect him to self-correct some of those things, and we're going to be good.
Jerry, you spoke with Steve earlier this week, right? He was in. what was that conversation like? Did you get any sense that, you know, he was not interested in coming back?
Again, guys, it's you know, I have no hard feelings towards Steve. Steve did what he thought was best for him. We just had a short conversation. He was in to take a physical. We wanted to see where he was physically, and we got that information, and he made the decision to go somewhere else, and we're okay with that, you know. We're okay.
How far away did you think he was from playing?
You know, we don't really don't talk about what our doctor's information is, but, you know, there was some concern about his health.
Jerry, you said that you expect OC back in the fall. Should we see him practicing Monday?
I hope so.
Do you know what the doctor today said?
I do not.
Jerry, do you have any looking back as far as your salary cap maneuverability? Are you as hamstrung as reports say, and what is your situation there in terms of how much has that played into the moves you have?
Well, obviously you had to stay in the confines of the salary cap, so that goes in consideration to some of the things we had to do as well. But our cap situation is we're flexible. We can still do some things if we need to do something with our with respect to the salary cap.
If OC does get a clean bill, does he travel to Carolina?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you for the
question. If OC does get a clean bill of health, does he travel to Carolina with the team?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
You spoke about sticking to the game plan, but clearly your game plan involved attempting to sign Plaxico Burress, attempting to sign Steve Smith, attempting to sign Kevin Boss. You didn't get those guys, but you also didn't get other receivers or another tight end to fill those roles. Is it unfair then to say that maybe leaves you a little short in those spots?
When I say sticking to our game plan, we made responsible offers, and if those offers weren't good enough, we would move on. So that's what I'm saying when I say we may stick to our game plan. We do have tight ends. We think Travis Beckham, you know, Kevin caught 35 balls last year. We have Travis Beckham. We think he can catch 35 balls. We think some of the other young tight ends we have can contribute as a receiver as well. So, you know, there's plenty of room for guys to step up. We expect them to. We've drafted guys at those positions. We expect them to step up. Well, the proof's in the pudding. We'll see. We'll see. We don't know who can do what, you know, until they get out there. And so, Scott, we'll see when we get out there. But we feel like we have a strong squad.
Do you draw back on the 07 experience when you did win a Super Bowl without making a lot of moves?
Well, you just look at, you know, how many big sexy moves did the Green Bay Packers make last year? I don't remember a lot. Who won before, the Pittsburgh? How many big sexy moves do they have? You develop players, you know, the making a splash, the big sexy move. I don't know if that always works. I don't know who won a Super Bowl before Pittsburgh.
Saints.
Who?
Saints.
Saints. Do they have any big sexy moves? I don't remember any. I don't remember a lot if they did. So you make solid football decisions. You get good continuity on your team. You play as a team. You give yourself a chance to win. So I don't know if all the big sexy moves are the right way to go.
I was just going
to
wonder if I could counter that by, it seems then the flip side of that is hanging on to the guys you have, and you did put offers out to save Boston Smith. So is that, you know, did your, the way you normally do business, has that just been altered a little bit this year because of?
Well, every year is different. You know, you can't, you know, it's no template on how every year pans out. You know, every year is different. So, again, we feel good about where we are. We'll continue to look for players to make our roster stronger. But we're not going to throw in the towel right now. We think we have a strong team, and we're looking forward to the season, and we'll continue to try to make our roster stronger, and we're in good position right now.
I know.
Okay.
You didn't want to get, he said, she said, but do you feel you got a raw deal on this method?
Nope, I don't feel like I got a raw deal on anything. It's free agency. Guys can do what they want to do in free agency, so that's the way it is.
Would you have upped your offer if they said to you, this is what we're getting from Bill?
I don't really want to make any more comments about it. Steve did a terrific job for us, and we wish him the best. We're moving on from that. That's behind us as far as I'm concerned, and we're moving on, okay?
The Ben Patrick situation, you signed him, and then 4 days later he retired. Did you know of anything?
We didn't know. He has some personal issues that he's trying to get resolved.
Jerry, you've been here 5 years. Is this the first time you felt like you're under the microscope in a sense of...
that's funny. No, you know, you should... come up to my office and let me show you some of my mail I get. I'll show you under a microscope. From the very beginning, it was pretty vicious at the very beginning, some of the mail that I got. But, you know, this is a big boy sport. If you have thin skin in this market or in the National Football League period, you're in the wrong job. I'm tougher than I look.
You feel like you wouldn't be answering these questions if the Eagles weren't up to what they've been up to the last couple of years?
No, regardless of what happens, you always have to answer these questions. You know, it doesn't matter what you do in free agency or in off season. you know, there's always questions to be answered. You know, again, we won 10 games last year. It wasn't like we were, you know, 6-10. We were 10-6. We expect to build off that. If we made a couple plays here and there last year, it would have been the playoffs, and who knows what would happen if that would have happened, but it didn't happen. So we'll make the plays this time, and we'll get in the playoffs, and we'll make a run. Thanks, guys.